What's up? It's Button Pushers on 91.5 FM, WMFO, Tufts Freeform Radio. Hope you had a fantastic Thanksgiving and a good hectic week. We apologize for last time when our audio cut out, but good news for me is I had less work to do this week, so that's always a solid. This show, I'm going to play the mix that I made last time. I'm also going to go over some of the Grammy nominations and who I think are going to win for the electronic music categories, as the show is all about electronic music. And then we're going to have a tribute to Io, a trans producer who recently passed away, very tragically. So hope you enjoy the show.
Oh. walls can hold it up. Drop the form when I tear it off. I'm a space invader, squaring off. Fight with a vengeance, world domination. Recognize mayhem, rage for the nation. This is the rapture, let us pray. Eliminate them, then let them pay. Sick and back with an antidote. I give it time for the plan to blow. Man, I like chat that back up a lot. Reload, I'm an odyssey, binding in binary code. Don't let me get funky. I can play for a preset junkie. I flame, come to me in revival. This is the new door, this is disciple. This is the way we roll. Chat that back up a lot, reload. Chat that back up a lot, reload. Chat that back up a lot, reload. Disciple, this is the way we roll.
Thank you.
Enjoyed it. I'm going to say what the tracks were. I might get the order wrong because there are a lot of them and I don't really remember. But we have Do 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 Remix, Blackpink, shout out them. Whipped Cream, I Won't Let You Fall. I think it's Whipped Cream and Crimson Child Remix. Then we have Skrillex, Dirty Vibe, Carnival by 4B, Tropicana by Weewek and Valentino Kong, How We Roll, The Disciple mega collab, so all the Disciple artists. Beyonce, Who Run the World.
Girls!
Yelvis, What Does the Fox Say? Phonon, Conic Sections. Afterlife by Hex Cougar, and finally Take You There by Jack U, the TJR remix. Now I'm gonna play Diego's mix after a short PSA.
America, your children have an amazing superpower. That's right. They can help save lives by simply washing their hands. Just 20 seconds of thorough hand washing after they've coughed or sneezed or been outside can help fight against the dastardly spread of germs. Armed with only soap and water and hands, your superhero can protect you, your family, and everyone out there in America land. Amazing! Find out more at coronavirus.gov. A message from the CDC and the Ad Council.
Hey everyone, welcome to Button Pushers, and I have a huge apology about last show. So basically, I was the one who uploaded the file, and usually I don't. Usually it's Harrison. This is Diego, by the way. And I completely messed it up. I, like, uploaded the wrong file, and so everything in the track, or everything in the project was soloed except for, like, my mix and then two songs that I wanted to feature. Basically what happened is I made my whole mix and then like exported it and then brought it into a new project so I could have like my mix, Harrison's mix, some talking, and the PSA and like everything, all that good stuff. And then I was listening to it and I heard a spot in my mix. It was the spot where I had the vocals of Baby No Money playing over the song Saint Tropez, and I thought like, oh, like the vocals could be a little bit louder here. So then I made like this small adjustment and I had like this part of my mix. And like, shout out to Harrison for saying that I sound like Baby No Money. That made me feel really good. Or rather, he said like, you know, this rapper sounds like you. And I was like, dude, I wish this was me. But anyway, yeah, I thought that was like kind of a fun thing, and I wanted to fix it and make it sound good, because I thought it was like cool, and one of my friends really likes Baby No Money, so I was like, yo, I'm gonna make sure that this part sounds good. And then in doing that, I just soloed the track of my mix, and then nothing else would play in the project file, and I just exported that version and uploaded it. And so that's why there was like no voice, and there was like no Harrison's mix, no like Harrison song of the week, nothing. It was just like my mix after minutes of silence. So yeah, that was a huge F, and a huge like bomb on my part, but really want to give a big shout out to Harrison for being so calm and chill about it, and he was like really cool about it, and also gave me like pointers on my mix throughout. And so like, I don't know, I was really sad that I messed it up, but like Harrison was really cool about it and made me not feel too bad about it. So shout out to you, Harrison, thanks for being the best. On a different note, I wanted to make up for that by having like a really stellar mix. I don't think it's gonna happen, because I made this entire mix in like 2 hours because a lot of the homies are leaving. So I wanted to spend time with them instead of like working on music. And so this one I kind of just threw together in like 2 hours. But hopefully it sounds decent-ish. I've got some plans for the future one. I think next week I'm going to have a more chill mix. And then the week after that, since it's going to be approaching Christmas, naturally we have to have like an EDM Christmas robot takeover mix. This is something I've been planning for like a very long time, accumulating songs that are both either EDM Christmas or robot takeover or both. It's going to be glorious. I hope you can have fun with that mix as much as I'm going to have fun with it. Please tune in for that, because I'm like really hyped for that. But in any case, I'll get to my mix, and then I'll say all the tracks that are in it afterwards.
know about? What should I 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 know about?
Oh,
There was a lot more songs in this mix than I originally anticipated, so I'm going to try and go through them all in a seemingly fast order, but you're probably going to hear a lot of cuts because I don't have all of the song, like, I don't have the full track list right in front of me, so I'm going to have to search through my, like, library and figure out which ones they used. Like I said, I made it really quickly, but I know that it started with 100 to Zero. The Reach remix, the original song is by Arm & Hammer. But Reach is like one of my favorite artists of all time for experimental music, and so I wanted to open with that. And then it transitions into Brooklyn by Joyride. There's a small mashup there, but it transitions pretty quickly into Brooklyn after that. From Brooklyn, it goes to vocals from We Can Get High by Galantis, overlaid by Rock and Roll by Nitty Gritty and Malibu. And then out of that, it transitions using a small vocal from Us by Snaus. That's S-N-A-V-S every time I want to clarify how to spell that. And then into Dungeon by Pixel Terror. Out of Dungeon by Pixel Terror, it goes into a mashup between Tasca Black, We Will Never Do, and Slumberjack and Akali's song Closure, the Oriental Cravings remix. And then from out of that, it goes into the new Cranked At and Invader song, Underground Shit. And I think I can say that on air because it's the title of the song. And then finally, after that, I have Headhunter by Reaper transitioning into Shouldn't, which is a collab between Reaper and Whipped Cream. Towards the end, it's kind of just more full songs playing that I transitioned very loosely, or tried to do my best in a very short amount of time because it's kind of pushing the limit on when I'm supposed to submit it to you, Harrison. I hope you guys enjoyed it and that you will enjoy or did enjoy Harrison's part of the show. Stay tuned, or not stay tuned, tune back in on Tuesday, 10 p.m. EST. We've got a couple more shows until winter break hits, and then I don't know if we can maintain our show through winter break or not, but we can probably announce that at a future show if you're interested. See ya!
All right, now time to go through all the Grammy nominations for electronic music. So for best, I'm going to talk about best dance recording, but not best dance electronic album, just because there's a lot more to cover there, of course, because it's the entire album for each. I'll just say, I think everyone is very deserving of winning. I think Kay Trinada has the weakest out of the bunch. With the direction the Grammys tends to go, I think Bauer is probably going to win with Planets Mad or Arca from Kick One. My hope is that Madian wins with Good Faith, but honestly, I'm not sure if that'll happen. Anyways, for Best Dance Recording, I'm going to go through and play some of the songs. So first up, we have On My Mind, by Diplo and Side Piece, which is awesome because Side Piece is Party Favor and Nitty Gritty, and they're so deserving of it, especially Nitty Gritty, who's so versatile. But this is a good song. Thank you. I think that song is so good, so danceable. Of course, that's why it's in the dance category, but it's done so well, and it sounds very similar to a lot of the other Grammy nominations, which you'll hear in a bit, but you can kind of tell they all like stuff in the same vein, and that's where all their picks are from. But because I'm very familiar with the song, and I think it also is part of a movement of electronic music, more of the popularized instead of the so like intellectual, if you would, like the flume side of electronic music. This is more playing huge shows. And if this gets picked, I'd be very pleased. Next up, we have My High by Disclosure featuring Aminé and Slow Tie. As you can tell, that song's crazy. I really like that genre. It's kind of like Ready to Go by Bauer and Channel Tress and Danny Brown, I think. But just so much energy, very distorted vocals, as you can tell. And it's still that same clubby, like cool, very upbeat feel. House feel, of course, this Disclosure we're talking about. But in a way that pays a lot of homage to the past, which is cool. I think they might be the most likely to win in this category simply because the Grammys loves that type of recognition of importance of history. So without further ado, we have our next song, which is The Difference by Flume featuring Toro y Moi. This is the most different one in the category, and that's why I think it might be the underdog. Everything else, I mean, I don't want to say it sounds the same, but everything else is house music that in my mind gets lumped together. I'm not the type of person who can go to some rave and just listen to the same beat to shuffle to for 3 hours. Like, that's not my cup of tea. So that's kind of why I like The Difference here. The Grammys loves Flume now because he's doing so much different, more academic stuff. Like, you're never going to see who's a big dubstep guy. I mean, I guess Skrillex did. But, like a Odd Prophet or Virtual Riot. Like, they're not going to win a Grammy. They're not. That's not what this group is looking at, although they make some of the objectively best stuff. I mean, maybe not them specifically, but you know what I mean. But I think Flume definitely has a shot because he won last year. Because of time constraints, I'm not going to play the next two songs, but I'll talk about them a little bit. There's Both of Us by Jada G and 10% by K Trinada. Both of them, in my opinion, are a little underwhelming, especially compared to the others on this list. Not that they're not deserving, but I think there are other artists from various genres, like more mainstream EDM or even heavier stuff or more experimental stuff, that should get it rather than fairly simple house Peggy Guo Calvin Harris callbacks. In other news, much sadder news, this past week, Io passed away. He's a trance producer really leading that and reviving the acid trance tradition. And I'm not the biggest trance fan, I'll say, but for some reason, and I don't even know why, he's one of the guys I heard and I was okay with. I won't say I love trance, but for some reason his stuff just kind of, I don't know, I guess I remember him. It was memorable. It wasn't stuff I necessarily came back to or listened to a lot, but I remember him popping up on my Spotify Explore page. And I was like, you know, not for me, but I can respect it. Which is definitely different than most trance, because with most trance, I'm like, what even is this? I don't want to listen to it. Anyways, it's really sad because I checked out his new release, which was from November 20th, right before he passed, and it's really good, and I really like it, actually. It's called Castles in the Sky. Hope you check it out. Support him. Did some great stuff, releasing on Mousetrap and a bunch of other record labels. Yeah, he's pretty cool. part of the reason I'm not the biggest trance fan is because it sounds like the last four measures of that song for like the entire set, which I just think gets very repetitive, but that entire song is amazing. If I don't know, this kind of got me a little more into trance, and I'm very thankful for Io and the work he did. Just kind of being one of those names I knew, someone I could expect to hear stuff from, whether it was old remixes or releases. The Spotify algorithm really thought I'd like him. And I did. Now, I guess. Before, I didn't really give it the time of day. I guess that's kind of like a lot of these deaths of musicians and iconic people where you don't miss them till they're gone. But there's something about Io where I heard him before, and while I might not have been the biggest fan and don't still necessarily love all the trance just because I'm not a trance guy, I can respect it. And there's a weird spot that's now missing where I'm not going to get trance recommendations that I'll listen to once on my Spotify page. Although I do remember he had a collab with Jaws a while ago that I really did like. I think I saved it and listened to it a lot. So yeah, may he rest in peace. We'll catch you all next week on Button Pushers. All right, see ya.